Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. This is a very important week for the First Amendment and the war on your right to say what you want to say, your right to even believe what you want to believe in, the war on conservatives, the war on free thinking, really under attack. And the Supreme Court took up this case about big tech working with the FBI and the government, including the CDC and the FDA, censoring Americans. Ketanji Brown Jackson, the radical leftist, newest justice to the Supreme Court, apparently doesn't understand the First Amendment means that the government shall not infringe on free speech. You know, the Constitution is all about what the government can't do. It's not about what the government can do. It's about what the government can't do. And censoring your speech is one of those things. She apparently doesn't understand that. I'm going to play that clip for you. Then we have Google getting involved in elections. And also a new documentary out by The Daily Caller. I'm going to play that trailer for you today. And we're going to talk about all of it with the CEO of the wellness company. That company finds itself in the crosshairs of censorship along with me. Hey, by the way, podcast brought to you by the wellness company. We're so grateful for them. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. This is about these kits that we talk about all the time. Get them on hand. Ivermectin, other antivirals, antibiotics. You need to keep you and your family safe. TWC.health/grant. I mean it. Go there, peruse it, and get one of these kits, if not more. There's a whole bunch of kits out there for just the right need for you. So check it out. All right, with that, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome. Again, our guest is Peter Galluli. He's the CEO of the wellness company. Peter, welcome, as always, to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Grant.
All right, so yesterday, an interesting case. Rand Paul called it the most important free speech case that the Supreme Court has heard in decades. That being this case where the FBI, the CDC, other government agencies literally colluding with big tech to silence American voices, not just about health and wellness during the COVID pandemic, but also about the Hunter Biden laptop. All of these things on display with the government basically getting big tech as a partner to squash American voices. Your response?
Yeah, it's quite shocking what this case brought forward, and I'm really, you know, think every American should see Justice Brown's comments, which really illustrate the problem at heart here, Grant, and you referenced it at the top of the show. The issue at hand here is that the government knows that they can't act legally to censor Americans. So what do? They reach into the pockets of all these big tech companies and all these non-elected platforms, such as medical boards, for instance, that we saw during the pandemic, to squash anyone who's spreading what they classified as misinformation, which itself is a propaganda term,
yeah,
to effectively push their narrative.
You know, it's amazing because it was even, and there are two doctors in this case, it's Louisiana and Missouri are the two states, which both have great attorneys general, by the way, at those states. You've got a couple doctors, well-known doctors, that were censored simply for really asking questions about treatment, the virus, all these things. And then you have the gateway pundit. I actually interviewed Jim Hoft on my TV show on Real America's Voice last night because they were censored over the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, the common theme about all this censorship, Peter, it all turned out to be true. They were censoring all this medical stuff, the questions, the Hunter Biden laptop, everything turned out to be true.
It's amazing, isn't it? And on the medical side, Grant, I mean, what they essentially were trying to censor is the scientific process, which is a process of questioning. It's a process of discovering the truth and not taking anything for granted. And that really cost, I think, you know, thousands and thousands of Americans their lives during the pandemic, was these information campaigns pushed by the government to deprive Americans of valid, scientifically backed options to treat COVID. And to your other point about Jim Hoft and the Gateway Pundit, a news organization like yourself, Grant, that is unapologetic and unafraid to approach potentially dicey issues that may expose our leaders for what they truly are attacked and censored, right? And fortunately, God bless the Gateway Pundit, they're not bought by the government, and neither are you. And I think we need more organizations like you and them to stand up and speak the truth and be unafraid.
Well, I appreciate the compliments on that. And it's one of the reasons why this podcast that you see oftentimes airs on the Gateway Pundit a couple times a week. We put it up over there because they've become such great partners and so unafraid about speaking the truth, no matter what the ramifications are. As the wellness company knows, there are ramifications. I want to talk to you about that. But you mentioned Ketanji Brown Jackson's, the newest member of the Supreme Court, her comments. Let me play them, because let me just again say, to set this up, the Constitution is really an amazing document because it spells out what the government can't do. Look at the Second Amendment. My right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They shall not have illegal search and seizure. They shall not make me testify or incriminate myself. It's all things that the government can't do. Not what the government can do, including infringe upon my free speech or my religion or anything like this. But listen to Ketanji Brown Jackson here.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. And you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
All right, so there's so much to break down here, Peter. She ends it with threatening circumstances. Well, it turns out the threatening circumstances they were afraid of turned out to be not threatening at all and the truth and could have saved lives. But your response there just to her comments?
Well, I think it's important to put into perspective that the Bill of Rights is a truly unique American thing. I mean, you go to Canada, there's no Bill of Rights in Canada. You go to the UK, there's no freedom of speech in the UK. You can be arrested for saying things that the government doesn't like. And we need to make sure that we cling on to these freedoms and rights with everything we have, because you keep giving them an inch, and suddenly, Grant, you have nothing left to give one day. Yeah. And when I hear Justice Jackson talking about what she described as, the government being hamstrung in the most significant ways by the First Amendment, that's deeply concerning, Grant, because at the end of the day, the First Amendment is to protect the citizens and to allow us to grow as a country. The government has no business moderating what we say. The government should be protecting us from foreign invaders, maybe at the southern border, for instance.
You know, I do believe that the government has a role to protect its citizens when it comes to national defense, criminals, law in a physical way. But the government does not have a role in protecting people from information, including Ku Klux Klan, including whatever you want to do. You want to Black Lives Matter, all these crazy, outrageous organizations. I believe the American people are smart enough to decipher information for themselves. But this is what liberals love to do. They love to try to protect us from ourselves. And I always say the definition between a conservative and a liberal, the difference between these two, a liberal thinks government knows what's best for them. A conservative thinks we and our families know what's best for them. It's that she wants to protect us. She wants to have the government protecting us from information. Oh, you just aren't smart enough to handle this stuff on your own, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing about liberals, Grant, if they didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards, right? It's perfectly okay when they're in charge, promoting the agenda. But, whenever there's a conservative in office, they're immediately crying out every single thing they can find in the book that this person is violating our rights, when in fact they're protecting them. And you pointed out perfectly, Grant, America is founded on individualism. We prize the individual above all else in society. We allow people to make their own decisions and live their life as they see fit, whether that means going to church or not going to church, whether that means owning a gun or not owning a gun, whether it means expressing your view publicly or privately. It doesn't matter. Right? And that's really the beauty of America.
You know, one thing that I pride myself on this program and others is clearly, look, I'm a conservative. I am. This is how I differ from a journalist. I like to tell both sides of the story. I like to use facts. That's very different from journalism today, by the way. But in the end, I'm going to tell people how I want you to think. It's up to you whether you agree with me or not. But I'm going to try to help lead you to the formulation of where you should be on a certain issue. A journalist shouldn't do that. A journalist should tell you both sides of the story and then let you decide, okay? So I don't try to hide where I am or what I do. Now, with that being said, there is a role at times for the government to request from media organizations or individuals to request censorship. And I'll give you an example of this. When I was in mainstream television, we would go out to a hostage situation and the hostage taker may be inside, holed up with guns and firearms and people in there. And the police department would call the local TV station, say, hey, can you not have your helicopter show shots of our positions outside of the house? And you know what would happen? We would say, okay, we understand that. We don't want to put people in danger. Now, the government can't mandate that we don't put up those pictures, but we're smart. Just as I'm sure the Gateway Pundit, if the government would have said, hey, you're about to do a story. We have a CIA operative that's in that group. We understand you're about to name him. Please don't name him as a CIA operative. I would imagine that the Gateway Pundit would not do it. But you have a situation where you're now mandating that this information come down. That's a whole different story, Peter.
It really is. I mean, the scenario you described is like, you know, screaming fire in a crowded theater, right? Like, clearly that is wrong, and clearly that causes immediate and direct harm to people. Same with the hostage situation, right? That's not the situation with COVID. And I would say, you know, drawing that line is always going to be hard. But I think when we see these patterns over and over again, Grant, of persecuting people for expressing what are really benign views and really just questioning your options out there for your own health and safety, to me, that's a pretty clear and direct violation of our rights.
All right. I want to play Justice Alito. Here, you know what? I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to tell you about the wellness company and these emergency kits. But let me get Justice Alito, and then we'll move on to the Google scenario here. But this is Justice Alito. Thank God there is some common sense on the Supreme Court. Here we go.
And I see that the White House and federal officials are repeatedly saying that Facebook and the federal government should be partners. We're on the same team. Officials are demanding answers. I want an answer. I want it right away. When they're unhappy, they curse them out. There are regular meetings. There is constant pestering of Facebook and some of the other platforms, and they want to have regular meetings. And they suggest, why don't you, they suggest rules that should be applied, and why don't you tell us everything that you're going to do so we can help you and we can look it over. And I thought, wow, I cannot imagine federal officials taking that approach to the print media, our representatives over there. If you did that to them, what do you think the reaction would be? And so I thought, you know, the only reason why this is taking place is because the federal government has got Section 230 and antitrust in its pocket, and it's, to mix my metaphors, and it's got these big clubs available to it. And so it's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates.
So Section 230, for everybody out there that doesn't know, it basically gives the social media companies, including me, by the way, immunity. That if somebody were to go on my website, comment on my post, I'm not going to be sued for their comment that's on my platform. The problem is, once you start moderating these comments, these posts, as now Facebook and Instagram and TikTok all do, now you become publishers. It's not the free flow of information. They don't deserve Section 230. It's probably a whole nother discussion. But Peter, your response to Justice Alito, and I'd like to know, how has the wellness company fared when it comes to big tech and social media?
Yeah, great question. So I think the thing that really stuck out about what Justice Alito said there was having big tech on the same team as the government, which I think the word he used, right? Let's be clear. Like, there's nobody on the same team as the government. You're either the subordinate to the government or you're not. They either own you or they don't.
You know, right? What, what his quote was, Peter, how can we help you? Yeah, that's just what you want to hear from the government when they come calling.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, I think really, like, what he described is communism just through another name, right, where the government is taking all these private companies and controlling what they do and say. And they're doing this through what he described basically as a, you know, complex extortion scheme, knowing that, you know, these companies, if they don't bow to the government pressure, they're likely to become targets of losing their Section 230 status or being a target of an antitrust probe because of their size. And that just hamstrings their ability to do their job and maintain their freedom of speech. So that's really my take on it, and it's sad.
All right, let me on the other side of this, let me get your take on how the wellness company has fared. I know you've experienced what I've experienced oftentimes, which is censorship simply for telling the truth. And one of the reasons why the wellness company gets censored is because they offer freaking great products that the government despises. So for whatever reason, the war on ivermectin is very, very real. It works, by the way. I've used it so many occasions to such great benefit. You can get ivermectin in the wellness kits. Have it on hand because, as we always say, speed of delivery when it comes to medications and illness is really the key to getting over your illness very, very quickly. So these emergency medical kits that the wellness company offers up has the most common prescription medications that you will need to keep you and your family safe, from antivirals, antiparasitics, you name it, travel medications that you may need to get over certain illnesses. This is what you need to have on hand. Folks, I have ammunition on hand. I've got water on hand. I've got food on hand in case of emergency. You know what we always forget? Medications. Not anymore. The wellness company is there to make sure that when you want to be prepared and keep your family safe, you got it. TWC.health/grant. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Plus, there's a lot of other supplements on there, like the spike support to help with the spike protein, get that out of your system. And there's telehealth options on there. Just peruse the website. But really, TWC.health/grant. It is worth a visit. Trust me on that one. All right, Peter Galluli is my guest. He is the CEO of the wellness company. Peter, I've been kicked off TikTok. They let me back on. I've been shadow banned. I don't even know if you call it a shadow ban. Facebook basically told me they will not recommend my post. They've said, we're just going to not spread your content. So they're open and honest about it. I don't know if that makes it any better or not, but literally they shut me down. Wellness company experience, anything like that?
Well, I think my first question to you, Grant, is could you give me your contact at TikTok? Because I can't get back on there. That's my number one problem with that platform.
You know, it's amazing. Stinchfield1776 is my TikTok handle. And I want to tell everybody out there, I use a separate phone. And in fact, I shouldn't give this away to TikTok. I have a third phone that I now have a backup account on. I don't even use the same phone for the initial TikTok account. I opened up a backup account, not Grant Stinchfield. I filed my appeal. Nothing happened. I screamed and yelled about it on Real America's Voice. I went on some big podcast screaming and yelling about getting kicked off. I've got this podcast. And then one day, I just get an email, your account has been reinstated. Now, I do know what it appeared happened. Somebody had to have gone through all my old posts and started complaining about every one of them, because posts from 6 months ago, all of a sudden we're getting flagged as, you know, not good content. And so how is this happening that it had gotten through for 6 months and only now? I don't know if TikTok realized what was happening, whether it was the publicity I had gotten or what, but they reinstated that account. Now, here's the thing. I haven't really posted on it. I'm letting it sit there. I'm letting everything just kind of dissipate. I'm building up the second account. Not Grant Stinchfield, by the way, is the name of that account, which I think is pretty good. Not Grant Stinchfield. But anyway, so you're kicked off TikTok. Did they tell you why?
No explanation given, but I suspect it's similar to what you described, Grant. And we've had, repeated issues on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the same thing. And, you know, even on Instagram, and to this day, if you try to go to the TWC.health account, you'll see that big pop-up that'll say this account has been known to spread misinformation. We kind of wear that as a badge of pride at this point. But, you know, most of our posts that we've done, especially when we're talking about, you know, victims of vaccine injury and stuff, they're always getting fact checked at the bottom with, you know, some no-name person somewhere saying that there's no scientific evidence to support that this is even possible. Yeah. Right. And that's kind of the world we live in right now.
Yeah, it's a shame, though, because business is done now on the social media platforms. That's how you do business. And a company like the Wellness Company, which in many respects, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is somewhat of a tech company. I mean, it is built online and for use of people to go online and buy products from you. And yet, when they limit your ability to spread your message, it hurts business, I would imagine.
It does, yeah. And another great example is, you know, we do a number of collaborations with different Instagram personalities, you know, survivalists and people that are big conservative thought leaders. When they promote the Wellness Company or mention us, we ask them specifically, don't tag us in the post, because Instagram will suppress that post circulation if they have our company tagged in it. And same thing with some of even the bigger sponsors, like, these companies like, you know, Breitbart, these big conservative thought leaders, right? I mean, they're very conscious that if they say the wrong thing on these platforms, they're going to get strikes into their account. That's going to really tank their circulation. So it's really a really insidious thing that they're doing here.
Well, certainly the medical field is still heavy on this stuff. There were a few things, election stuff. You couldn't talk about anything related to election integrity. You couldn't talk about anything related to COVID if you were raising questions about the government's response to it. And then the January 6th issues. January 6th seems to be lifted a little bit, but I'm not quite sure about that. Election integrity, I'm very careful the way I choose my words, but I got kicked off of YouTube. That I never got back. I lost a nice following on YouTube over interviewing one nurse who, her name's Nurse Erin. I urge people to follow her. She basically videotaped and documented doctors' responses to COVID that were killing patients. She exposed them. And you know how I know that she must have been spot on in this? None of these hospitals ever sued her for what she said. Not once. So if it was totally false, they would have come out after her. Never. Not one of the hospitals came after her, Doc.
Yeah, Dr. Drew can share a similar story. And I know you've had him on the show as well, Grant. But you know, he got kicked off YouTube as well. And look, you know, prior to COVID, Dr. Drew, you know, lives in California, like on the left-leaning side of the spectrum. He really just cares about truth and scientific inquiry, right? That's really his thing. That's his brand. He's a curious person. He wants to explore all different sides of the issues and arrive at the best possible outcome. And through COVID, he was just interviewing people on both sides, right? You know, of course, there were some doctors on the far left who refused to even come on his show because they knew he would ask the tough questions like Gorka, but he was able to get some of the conservative doctors on there who really helped educate him on what was going on in the world, but he paid the price for it. He lost his show on YouTube. He had to totally retrench just like you did and come up with a new format. And, you know, he looks back at it now. He was telling me that although it was painful at the time, he's so much better off now than he was then because he doesn't rely on these big tech platforms anymore, right? He relies on himself and he forms his own opinions and he's not afraid of what he says.
I'll tell you, in many respects, that's like me. And when I got canned at Newsmax for basically not doing things, not getting on the Ukraine bandwagon and not refusing to go after Tucker Carlson, who was my competition at the time. It worked out so much better for me. I'm so much more, I'm responsible for my own. I'm not beholden to the man. You know, my shows are all my shows. I own them, which is a great place to be. And shameless self-promotion, but I urge everybody out there watching. If you go to grantstinchfield.com, scroll back in some of the podcasts. There's a podcast with Dr. Drew. I don't know, Peter, if you saw this, but I have an in-depth conversation with Dr. Drew. I'm accusing him of being a conservative. And he doesn't want to label himself there, but we go through a little transformation here of him realizing that maybe, just maybe, Dr. Drew was actually a conservative where he says, you know, I'm not really all that political. And it was a really fascinating conversation to talk to Dr. Drew about that. So I urge people to go look.
It was an amazing, amazing interview, Grant.
Like, oh, you saw it. All right,
got
good.
So many hits too. He had a great time with it.
He's a great guy, and it's been great to become friends with him over this. So the other problem we face, so we got big tech, obviously, that is censoring, but now Big Pharma plays a role in all of this. And I think Big Pharma drives the censorship. So you have all of these, all the money flowing in off of the scientific grants and all of these things and the royalties that are paid to scientists inside the government, which is crazy. I believe Big Pharma plays a very large role in the censorship going all the way to social media by using their government pawns who are making money off of them. Well, the Daily Caller has a new documentary out about Big Pharma. Let me play a trailer for you, Peter, and then we'll talk about this. Here we go.
The left and the media would have you believe that there is no fraud in our elections. What we're dealing with now, though, is an election system that is in chaos, and we're not even looking at where the fraud is coming from.
You know what I did?
Donald Trump, utterly.
Well, that's not good. I think I downloaded their election documentary, not their newest documentary.
It was a great point, Grant.
On Big Pharma, but I'm sure they're spot on there with that. But they get into Big Pharma. They talk about Zoloft. They go into people that had died while on many of these medications. And scary stuff when it comes to all of this stuff and Big Pharma's role.
You know, I can kind of quote endlessly on that, Grant. And I'll give you a couple examples. So we'll start with the easy ones, right? About things that just shouldn't be happening, things that make you maybe scratch your heads. Vaccines, right? We saw during COVID that doctors were bonused for giving out COVID vaccines. Based on the number of vaccines they gave out, the bonus would go up. That doesn't really rub me the right way. And like as a parent of a 5-year-old child, when I was looking at the childhood vaccine schedule and trying to understand what are these 72 shots before the age of 3-4, I also realized that doctors get incentivized to finish that vaccine schedule on children, right? Which again, like, how does that support the best outcome for the specific patient, which is really what we should be asking ourselves all along the way. The second example that I'll bring up, Grant, is med school, right? So you have these doctors that are going to med school. I mean, it's very competitive, as you know. It's a lot of work to make it through med school and be successful. And most doctors exit med school with, you know, a mortgage-sized amount of debt that they need to pay off. And how do they pay it off? Well, they have to go work for a hospital. And if they want to work for the hospital, they better do what that hospital says, right? So again, we're putting our doctors in situations where they're not able to think and act autonomously, and they're beholden to either financial instruments or medical systems that are essentially holding them hostage to enforce a particular set of policies which may not have our interests, the patients, at the top of the food chain. So that's really kind of two very basic examples. But I think the biggest one, Grant, is the journals, right? So if you want to publish a study in a medical journal, you know, JAMA or, the New England Journal of Medicine, right? Like, obviously, there's a lot of different people competing to get in those journals. They publish specifically on topics. They don't publish everything that comes to them, right? So they have an agenda already before you even get to the journal. And if you're lucky to get in the journal, their editors will go through and edit the article to make it appropriate for the journal. And we've seen several examples here. Dr. Peter McCullough recently faced this with an article that he published in The Lancet, which is a very prestigious journal, where it was published as it was originally pre-printed. And then days later, it was pulled down, taken off the website.
Amazing.
Because The Lancet disagreed with his views.
And you see this all over the place. The fact that a medical journal is now, it amounts to censorship because it's not agreeing with the groupthink that is, again, related to exactly what you're talking about with Big Pharma involved in all of this and the money. I mean, the money is what is so amazing. So here's what I did. I got the documentary. I got the right one. This is a plug for Daily Caller. They do some great work. They email me or DM me on Twitter, you know, and I went one too high on it is what happened. Here we go.
On August 6, 2003, my life changed forever. My husband of 10 years was found hanging from the rafters of our garage, dead at age 37. The coroner got on the phone with me and asked if Woody was taking any medication. And the only medication he was on was Zoloft.
It goes so far beyond of what we think we know.
Why are Americans so overprescribed?
Anytime you have that void, somebody will fill it, as you well know. And in this case, it was Big Pharma.
This is a systemic problem with our drug safety system.
The crazy thing about, you know, doctors is do they have an incentive to really cure you or want to change these things? Not really.
So I went to the doctor and the doctor goes, do you think you need something to help you with grief? I go, my husband just died. Aren't I supposed to hurt? And she said, well, you don't need to.
It's actually pretty powerful, Peter Galluli, CEO of the wellness company, that summed it up right there. My husband just died. Aren't I supposed to grieve? Well, do you need something to help you with your grief? I mean, I guess the doctors just want to keep prescribing, and those pharmaceutical reps are coming in, and that's the game.
That is the game. I mean, they're compensated for prescribing. You look at these medications like Zoloft to treat depression, which side effects may include suicidal thoughts. I mean, does that not seem a little bit odd to you, by the way, Grant, that that's a side effect of Zoloft that they're prescribing to treat depression? But to that point, you know, doctors are not trained to deprescribe. They're not trained to keep you off of medication. They're trained to identify a problem and give you an allopathic, a prescription solution to that problem. And that's it, right? If you go to a doctor today and you're on medications and try to get off those meds, the doctors inherently view that as more risky than putting you on meds, because if you go off meds and something goes wrong, they're liable.
You know, one of the things that I want to say, which is great about the wellness company, and it's twc.health/grant, 10% off, use the promo code Grant, is we're talking about medications that are designed to help you get through sickness, illness, bacterial infections. You might have a staph infection. It may be a tetanus situation, things that in a case of emergency, you need to get them for. And the other thing too, is it's not about prescribing drugs or overly prescribing. It's about having them in case of an emergency. And then the supplements that you guys have on your sites are not prescription supplements, but natural supplements to help you and your body fight off a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to the point of that trailer that you just played, Grant, the whole medical system is based on disease care, right? I mean, they want you to find something that's wrong with you, get you on a medication regime, and then rinse and repeat that for decades until you die, right? Eventually, the side effects will cause you to take another medication, et cetera, et cetera. We want to kind of break that cycle. And the only way to do that is to get yourself off these meds, make the lifestyle changes, make the nutritional changes, make the supplement changes that you need to stay healthy and well. You're going to get sick eventually. We all do, right? And we just want you to have the safe and effective medications, the Nobel Prize winning ones like ivermectin, on hand so that you can intervene as early as possible and stay on your feet. That's the simple formula for health.
When you have the supplements at twc.health/grant, is there, as you go through the website, is there recommendations on what's good for what and how to start to get a regimen of this supplement rather than just the prescriptions?
Yeah, we're very overt with how we name our supplements. So we don't use any of these, you know, fancy made up words on our products, right? We say exactly what they're for. So we have Healthy Heart, designed by Peter McCullough. It's for cardiac muscle support. We have Restful Sleep. You could probably guess what that's for.
Yeah.
Blood sugar balance, same thing. So we're very, very forward with how we're trying to direct our supplements to specific health outcomes.
Yeah. Well, it's a great company, and I'm so grateful for your support of this program. And I urge everyone, again, twc.health/grant. And if I was to tell you to get one product and one product only, if you had to just pick one, I would tell you, get this emergency medical kit. The reason being, you got to have it in your home. God forbid something happens. We just saw the other day, a couple weeks ago, I think you and I were talking about it, Peter, about the CVS's and Walgreens that closed down because of the hack that happened and the systems went down or whatever it was. You couldn't get prescription medications. That's not where you're in a position you want to be when you need them. So have these prescription medications on hand. The wellness company can help you with it. twc.health/grant. use the promo code Grant for 10% off. Peter, I always appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. God bless.
All right, absolutely. And folks, it's about information. So that's what this program is about. Getting you the information, thanks to Rumble, thanks to Getter, that we can broadcast there. We talked about censorship. You know, I can't put this podcast on Facebook. Facebook can knock me off in a second once we start talking about a lot of the things we talk about health-wise. That's not a good place to be in. That's not the America I know. The free flow of thought and thinking is what it's all about. The wellness company believes in that. Their doctors are critical thinkers. They do not just go down this group to, oh, the FDA said it, so it must be true. No. You want to surround yourself with medical professionals that find the best treatment for you based on research and science, not because Dr. Fauci said something. This is what the wellness company is all about. TWC.health/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for 10% off. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for us. I will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. Election day in a bunch of states, including Ohio. Pulling for Bernie Moreno. If you're in Ohio, go vote for him for United States Senate. That's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you again real soon. Bye, folks.